Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The top Democrat in the U.S. House says everyone except Trump-aligned Republicans in the House want bipartisan compromise on immigration.
We're in a period of divided government. That means we should be trying to find bipartisan common ground.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he supports bipartisan efforts toward national security and compromised border security legislation. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate measure is inadequate. Jeffries argues that Johnson and House Republicans haven't read it yet. An early year atmospheric river is drenching parts of California this week, bringing the threat of significant flooding and mudslides. The rainfall and high winds began Saturday, and according to the National Weather Service, they could last through Wednesday this week. California Governor Gavin Newsom's already declared an emergency for 8 Southern California counties being heavily impacted by the storms. President Biden campaigning out west over the weekend while winning the Democratic primary in South Carolina.
South Carolina, we did it again.
President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas over the weekend, the president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday.
You did it for me again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which has become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. I'm Laura Winters.
The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge officially cancels the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The court will establish a fresh trial date when a decision is made on the immunity issue. This is USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
U.S. attacks on Iran-backed radical Islamist militias in the Middle East will continue, according to one high-ranking White House advisor. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that U.S. efforts will continue following two weekend rounds of attacks on dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. The U.S. says this is in retaliation for an earlier drone strike that killed three American troops and injured dozens more at a base in Jordan. Older New Yorkers being urged to roll up their sleeves, get themselves vaccinated against three potentially dangerous viruses.
Experts say the flu, COVID-19, and RSV can pose a serious threat to people who are 60 and older. Folks in that age group have ended up in the hospital or even lost their lives after getting infected. Medicaid can be used to cover the cost of these vaccines. A list of immunization sites can be found online. I'm Dave Collins.
A small plane crashes into a mobile home in Florida, killing three people. Details released now. The Federal Aviation Administration identifying those killed as a member of the flight crew and two individuals on the ground. The incident unfolded 7:08 p.m. Eastern when authorities received simultaneous calls about a structure fire and a mayday signal from the pilot of the aircraft, which had gone off radar about 3 miles from the runway of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And all this time you thought it was easy, huh? I'll tell you, the resistance continues. I mean, when you think about where this country is right now, I mean, we're so divided for obvious reasons. And to really get to the core and understand why, it's a bit of an exercise and one that you really have to be committed to, because you've got to get through a lot of the morass and the emotions of what brought us to this point. And at the very core of all this is that we have basically called time out on common sense, is the way I see it. Because time and again, when you deal with individual things, whether it's the border or energy policy or what's happening in Israel, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, China, you know, just go on down the list, it defies common sense. With us right now is the voice of common sense himself, Alex Newman. Alex, good morning. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
So is it just me, or am I a lunatic here, or, you know, is it just, you know, because that's one of the things that I hear time and again, Alex, from our audience and others that I speak with, is that, you know, what happened to, you know, common sense? Because this stuff is, you know, just with the empirical evidence, tradition, all that America has gone through for 247 years, you'd think we'd know better.
Yeah, you'd think so, Bill, but the problem is we are now four, maybe five generations deep into this government indoctrination and dumbing down, masquerading as public education, and the consequences have been catastrophic, and it gets worse with every generation, and we are now almost in free fall with our population literally being dumbed down beyond what I think anybody can imagine. Federal government's own data shows that less than one-third of the victims of government school can even read or write or do math proficiently. And, you know, they can tell you all about gender. They can tell you all about the climate nonsense. They can tell you all about systematic oppression and white privilege, but they can't tell you what 2 plus 2 is. They can't tell you what that sign says. And of course, this is very deliberate. So, yeah, common sense is gone because it has been indoctrinated out of our people.
Yeah, and like you say, they can't even tell you the difference between a boy and a girl. They just refuse to accept the obvious. But, you know, your book, you know, which really, again, puts the educational industrial complex right on the target. You know, stop indoctrinating our children to death. Government schools, war on faith, family, and freedom. By the way, congratulations on this book. It seems that, you know, what was happening in the educational system, you know, what you were feeling and what many of us feel
is just continuing torment over the idiocy of all places, our educational system.
Yeah, it is, Bill, and it's very deliberate. And what we did in the book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, is we showed the history of this, because there's this pervasive mythology, even among conservatives and a lot of Christians, that, well, there was some golden era of government education. Everybody's kind of got their own idea of when that was. You know, some people think it was when their grandparents went to school or whatever. But the reality is the people who set up the system did so for a very specific purpose. And we know what the purpose was, because they told us. They left essays and books and scholarly articles, and they explained to us exactly what they were doing. They wanted to dump down the population and fundamentally transform America, and they knew that brainwashing our children was the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, the golden age of education, if you want to look at it, to me, is let's go back to our great-great-grandparents and that little book, the New England Primer? A book of about 72 pages, which the kids at that time, I would dare say, learned more out of those 72 pages compared to all the books and the kind of craziness that's in the educational system, to your exact point. Because back then, the goal was to educate the people, not indoctrinate. And as you say, is that, you know, clearly they made it known, and meanwhile, we the people continue to elect people that supported, you know, the educational industrial complex that was progressing through the system. So here we are, you know, the fruit of our acquiescence to this movement is what we see today, where kids don't know the difference between man and woman. You know, reading measures are just, you know, in the tank. And, you know, our kids just aren't very smart, and especially for all the money that we've invested, all the taxpayer money, Alex, that we're investing, you know, for education to our kids. I mean, this is a lousy ROI on any business measure.
It's the worst possible ROI you can imagine, because it's not just destroying our money, right? Well over $1 trillion per year, not just being flushed down the toilet, but $1 trillion is being used to destroy our children, which by extension will destroy our communities, our companies, our churches, and ultimately our country. And, you know, I'm glad you brought out the New England Primer. Long before we ever had government schools or government education, Americans were the best educated people on the planet, the best educated people that had ever lived at any point in human history. And we did it all without one scintilla of government school. What happened was parents were buying tools like New England Primer, like the Blueback Speller. The Bible was the primary textbook. And these were people who, you know, by the time they were in the equivalent of what we call eighth grade today, they were light years ahead of the idiot PhDs were graduating from our colleges and universities. And you can't even compare the two. These people had a well-rounded knowledge of history, theology, science, geography, mathematics. They had practical skills. They could build things. They could fix things. Today, we're graduating kids who couldn't do things even if they wanted to do things. So this is much worse than just wasting. We're wasting the minds of our children. We're shredding their hearts and their souls. And it is ultimately going to destroy our country if we don't get serious about fixing it.
Yeah, we weren't raising kids to plagiarize and get their PhDs through some sort of, you know, manipulative maneuver. You know, and the thing is, when you've got a president of Harvard exposed like this, it makes you wonder, okay, I mean, this is Harvard. They check the box, you know, and of course, this box-checking era that we're in, Alex, right now, I mean, it's so frustrating, and it's all being led by this current administration. I mean, you look at the current administration, I tell our audience all the time, and, I mean, if you're a guy, you wear a dress, you check a box, you're in the Biden administration. I mean, this is nonsense. You know, you're a Supreme Court justice because you don't know the difference between a man and a woman, and you check a box. You know, it's all about checking boxes here. And when is it that we've had enough, and the little kid on the street sees the king's naked and finally says, you know, with clarity, hey, I ain't seeing any clothes here. The king is butt naked here. When does that happen, Alex?
Well, if it doesn't happen soon, our message is soon. So we have got to make sure it happens very soon.
Well, we're continuing to pay a dire price and our kids are suffering at this. And then add on top of all this inefficiency, open up the borders, and now you've got an influx of kids that don't even speak the language that you are mandated by the federal government to instruct them at the expense of the taxpaying kids in the classroom. I mean, how is that going to help?
It's going to be a disaster on top of a disaster. And our children are going to find their
Well, we got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman on the other side.
What
Stay
if
with us.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallOfFire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent with an attitude just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Alex Newman, the New American Magazine Senior Editor, CEO of Liberty Sentinel, and the voice of common sense, as I said earlier. Alex, as you were saying earlier, The globalists have made it clear. And before them, we knew them as the progressives. They said, hey, here's what we're going to do. And I don't know if the country just thought they were joking or if we were just so busy, you know, dealing with life, depression, a couple of world wars. And meanwhile, they continue to march through the institutions, education and otherwise, you know, throughout our whole government, which they now have a stranglehold. And we're on, you know, we're on the verge of being, being captured by the World Economic Forum's agenda, you know, for this, for our country, the world, for that matter. And you point this out in your new book that's just been released, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. And you point out, I mean, you give us quite the research material and in trajectory of how all this happened. And I believe that people who read your book are going to be quite shocked in realizing, you know, how America's populace has been captured.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill, and you're absolutely right, too, about the manipulation and the deceit that was involved here. If you go back to the very beginning, I actually start the book with a guy called Robert Owen, who has been almost completely forgotten by history, but he was incredibly influential. And he was actually the first guy who seriously proposed that the government ought to educate children. This was in the early 1800s. He was a communist in the truest sense of the term. This was before Karl Marx, but he wanted to get rid of private property. He wanted to get rid of the family, and he built a commune to prove that these ideas were superior, and of course it failed. But that he concluded not that communism was stupid, but that it didn't work because these children had been raised in a Christian environment and with an individualistic mindset, and that the solution was to have the government then educate the next generation. So he did a couple of things. He wrote some essays, some of which ended up in the hands of the Prussian ambassador, and so he implemented those in Prussia, created the first ever system of education of the state, by the state, and for the state. And he also created what a whistleblower later described as a secret society modeled on the Carbonari of Europe. It's an incredibly interesting story. This man who blew the whistle, his name was Orestes Brownson. He became a Catholic and felt bad about what he had done. He said that he had been organizing a big part of New York for this operation and that the goal was to get government involved in education and that the ultimate objective, and this is a direct quote, the ultimate objective was to destroy Christianity. So then Horace Mann, another progressive, imports the Prussian system in Massachusetts. He then travels the country preaching the good news of government education. And then it's picked up by John Dewey, an actual communist, a guy who loved the Soviet Union and especially their schools, weaponizes it further. And, the rest is history. That's how we ended up in the situation that we're in. And all this stuff is very well documented. We've got the primary source documents proving that this is what they said and this is what they believed. And yet, Americans were duped through a variety of different propaganda tools.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has been quite the movement. And just like everything else, once they got their tentacles wrapped around the Treasury and in the bureaucracy, because at the core of all this, as you stated earlier, and this is so fundamental, they had to get rid of God. You know, so they have replaced God. You know, separation of church and state. This has been a step-by-step diabolical move to basically, you know, say, we'll let you have your God on Sunday, but when it comes to school, you know, you're going to bow your knee to the God of education, you know, public education, right?
The story here is so fascinating. So I mentioned John Dewey earlier. Now, John Dewey got together with a few dozen of his buddies from academia, and they argued that they were inventing a new religion. They wrote something called the Humanist Manifesto, and to their credit, at least they were honest about it being a religion. It began with the very first tenet of the Humanist Manifesto was, we believe the universe is self-existing and not created. Which, you know, it's a free country. You can believe any kind of silly thing you want to, but the Bible teaches in Genesis 1:1 that in the beginning, God created. Now, even if you're not a Bible-believing Christian, and I think you should be, but even if you're not, this has really important political implications as well. Our founding fathers said it was a self-evident truth that God created us, that God endowed us with inalienable rights. And so if you accept John Dewey's religion, well, you can't have God-given rights. So fast forward a few decades after they wrote this Humanist Manifesto, which is basically communism wrapped up in religious garb, the U.S. Supreme Court in 1962 and 1963, they banned the Bible and they banned prayer in public schools. And the justice who wrote the dissent, Justice Potter Stewart, he hit the nail on the head in dissent. He said what they've done here is not create a state of neutrality with respect to religion in the public schools. What they did was they established the religion of secularism, yes, which is exactly what Congress was prohibited from doing. So you're exactly right. They have been teaching our children a false religion. And if you think about it, this whole idea that man can be his own little God, we can decide for ourselves what's right and wrong, it's the oldest lie in the book. It's what Satan said in Genesis chapter 3, right? So we must stop this, but that's what's happening.
Well, and the thing is, here, compare the two religions. You know, God gives you wisdom and intellect, and you look at all that people in the name of Jesus, as you said earlier, historically in this country, because we were a Judeo-Christian founded nation, and you look at the innovation and things that have come up, this came out of people of faith. It didn't come out of the secular world. And so in that surrender, in that big exchange, just like in the Garden of Eden, when, Satan questioned, did God really say, and our parents, our first parents, went along with it, and suddenly they became stupid. And this is, we somehow forget history, and we're not seeing how this alignment works, because the infrastructure, the way this world is designed by God, it operates in a certain way that he designed it. And so that when you are consistent and you're in alignment with how he developed and created this world, it goes smoother. You know, there's built-in boundaries. There's laws that come in. Laws as simple as the law of gravity, that there is no way these geniuses could come up with anything like this. But somehow they know better than God now, right? And they, beyond that, they are, like you said, self-proclaimed gods. So when you follow that religion, you're rendering yourself stupid because you're abandoning the core tentacles of what makes the world go round, truthfully.
That's exactly right, Bill. And the Bible has a lot to say on the subject of education. In Proverbs, it's written twice, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Exactly.
And it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so these government schools, what they've done by excluding truth, by excluding God and introducing this false religion and forcing us to support it with our taxes, they have eliminated wisdom and genuine knowledge. I mean, if you believe the Bible and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge, there's no way that a government indoctrination camp that refuses to even acknowledge God could possibly instill wisdom or knowledge in the minds of these children. And we know from Hosea 4:6 what happens, right? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's where we are right now. We are on the verge of destruction, and it all goes back to this so-called education system that has dumbed down, indoctrinated, and turned our children away from God and their families and their country for multiple generations.
Well, and here it is with our puny brains, trying to come up with something. You also read in the Bible that man has his plans and God laughs. And I think that, yes, that God laughs, but he also sees that his people are being sold out. They're being misrepresented. He's being misrepresented. And, just like in the days of Noah, which you consider where we are right now, and there's a great new movie that's coming out in March right now that addresses this issue, because people have become very, casual and just thinking, that's an old fable, when God came and judged the world and, a flood came. They don't, they disconnect from that because, to your earlier premise, when there's no God, well, there's no history of God. And I think that we're going to find ourselves in a lot of trouble, those who want to buy into that. Alex Newman, congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has a message for Republicans in the House and Senate debating a border bill, which is attached to other national security spending.
As the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. I'm Laura Winters.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. Netflix cracked down on password sharing last year, soon after seeing 14 million new subscribers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Happy Monday to you. Yes, February the 5th, 2024, as we march on through this new year together. Also that we consider and remember to pray, you know, for the peace of Jerusalem as we're entering day 122 of the Israel-Hamas war. And our thanks again to Alex Newman, his new book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. Oof. I mean, this is going to really stop you in your tracks. And I don't know. I'm not sure what all it's going to take. What is the final straw that breaks the camel's back here in the idiocy that we're, you know, that we're being subjected to? It's just, you know, flat out idiocy. And at every turn, no matter what you look at, whether it's education, every aspect of our government. And to that, adding to that is how our government is misrepresenting we the people and mismanaging our funds and getting us deeper in debt. In fact, $20 billion was spent by our feds on migrant refugee aid. Illegal entrants are at an all-time high at the border, creating all-time surge in taxpayer costs. And Adam Angieski from Open the Books is with us right now. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be back.
Hey, great to have you here. They cannot help themselves, can they?
No, they really can't.
When I say they, I'm talking about the feds that have control of our checkbook and just are spending our money blindly and stupidly.
Yeah, so remember back to 2016 when Donald Trump was running for president and he suggested that we build a border wall. And he suggested that the wall would cost, you know, between, say, $8 billion and $12 billion. The top line estimates from the federal agencies were $15 billion. And the other side went crazy. They said, we don't have $15 billion. It's too expensive to build a wall. Well, Joe Biden is on pace to do between $40 and $50 billion worth of migrant aid just out of one obscure office over at Health and Human Services. It's called the Office of Refugee Resettlement. And just in the past 2 years, they've spent $20 billion. And so, and those costs are going up year over year by $2
billion.
So the wall is chump change.
And yeah, exactly. And plus, on top of that, And I know people, this cracks me up too. That, well, he said the Mexicans were going to pay for it and they didn't pay. Wait a minute, you guys stop the plan. This, the way business works is, you do an investment like this and then, yes, I'm totally convinced. I understand how that works and that made a lot of sense to people. But you had knuckleheads out there that were contesting, well, Trump never paid for the wall. Well, you guys, You guys aborted the plan to build the wall and to engage the Mexicans. And as much as he did, we had the stay in Mexico policy that was enacted that was helping to, you know, curtail the free flow of migrants coming in. And, you know, it just cracks me up because you can't have you can't have a reasonable conversation with people about this because they hate Trump and anything that he did. And it's like, okay, well, you hate Trump and all the good things that were working for us. Now you don't have Trump. You have this guy in the Oval Office that he's hard, you know, it's difficult for him to complete a sentence. And everything is going to hell in a handbasket. That's better than Donald Trump, even with all the hatred you have toward him?
Well, you got to look at the facts. So here's the facts from 23 in the first month of 2024. So you had a record all-time surge of migrant encounters at the border, 2.5 million, an all-time high in 2023. And in the first month, it's up 50%. Bill, that's stunning. In 1 month, it was up to 302,000 in a month. That's on pace, if you annualize that, for 3.6 million encounters, not 2.5 million, the previous record. And so if you take a look at the nation of origin of where people are coming from, one-third of them are actually coming from Mexico. And then you have Central and South America. So you've got countries like Venezuela, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and then you have the Caribbean with places like Cuba. Now, I want to be on the record. If you're coming from risking life and limb from communist Cuba, every single one of those folks should get asylum once they're properly vetted. But the rest of these nations, look, you only had 400,000 come from countries outside Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. So with 400,000 from the rest of the world, you know, that's a manageable number. 2.5 million, 3.6 million, that's not manageable. The whole system obviously is overwhelmed. It cannot handle this crush. And taxpayers are on the hook.
Yeah. And like you say, the lack of vetting is so key here on so many levels. I mean, yes, you know, people will cite, well, Ellis Island, you know, we've got the, you know, the Statue of Liberty, you know, talking about, you know, send us your poor and downtrodden, you know, and yada, yada. Okay. But, you know, Trump was right when he said they're not sending our best. I mean, you know, Venezuela says, hey, those knuckleheads are opening up the border. We can save ourselves a lot of money by sending all these felons that we've been paying, and you know, we got them jailed here. Heck, let's just send them to America. Let them be America's problem. And again, you know, oh, all the Democrats clutching their pearls. How dare you? You know, you're racist, and all this other stuff. Well, you know, Trump is right again, and you know, he saw this. I mean, this was, you know, just amazing how, you know, blind and idiotic these people can be, you know, for the sake of politics. And they just,
yeah, well,
you know,
send me your huddled masses never included emergency housing support, work authorization, public benefits application, medical screening, school enrollment, cultural orientation,
yes,
mental health services, legal consultation. Like, the suite of benefits is completely out of control today, and it's a magnet. That's why you've got a crush at the border.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, you know, again, to me, the key issue in the vetting is how many of these people coming across the border, in order to cross the border, become indentured servants to the cartels?
Well, you've got, I mean, this is a real human health catastrophe. And, mm-hmm. and the numbers are so big, they're hard to fathom. But just in the past 2 years, Bill, there's been 260,000 unaccompanied minors. And mm-hmm. I want to put that number in perspective, because that's the population of Anchorage, Alaska. 260,000 kids under age 18 without a parent or guardian have come across the border. Those kids need to be sponsored out within the system. And up to 85,000 of those kids have been lost in the system because the sponsors won't return a phone call. We don't know where they're at, who these kids are with anymore. 85,000, and that's according to the New York Times. So we have a, right. you know, we have a Office of Refugee Resettlement with such poor systems in place that they become a partner to the cartels on the trafficking of children.
Exactly. And here we are. Oh, yeah, by the way, America, the number one human trafficking country on the planet.
Unbelievable.
So where do you think these lost kids are at? I mean, well, work out the numbers, you know. I mean, these are kids that, you know, Ocasio-Cortez was, you know, crying outside the gate over. I don't see her crying a lot right now. Makes me wonder.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and the unaccompanied children angle, it's been covered. You know, a year ago in Congress, they had hearings. They had the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, Robin DunMarcos, in the hot seat, and they asked her a simple question. What is the reject rate on a sponsor application? Do you take mm-hmm. everybody? Do you reject 60% of them? 90% of them, 2% of them, what's the reject rate? She couldn't answer the question. Look, if you don't measure something, you can't manage it.
Exactly.
That's why we've got this problem.
Mm-hmm. And look who's paying the price. I mean, this is lose-lose all the way around. And you wonder, you go, okay, people losing in this process. You know, who's winning? Who's winning out of all this, Adam?
Well, it's not taxpayers. It's not the rule of law. I mean, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Exactly. Well, again, this seems so diabolical and conspiratorial. But, you know, this is the problem that we have. There is such a breakdown in integrity, the issue of integrity in our country, that is allowing this madness to continue. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, Adam Angieski. Stay with us.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and a conversation with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books continues. Adam, you know, in your report that's available at Open the Books, and again, we always remind everybody to go there. See this for yourself. I mean, just don't take our word for it. You've got to own your own knowledge. This is the deal. You know, I think this idea of representative government, you know, has kind of taken a different kind of a laissez-faire kind of attitude that we think, well, we can trust our politicians. And that's proving to be, you know, rather problematic because we're realizing we can't fully trust them. And look what's happening in the political process. I believe this is one of the reasons why you have such an exodus out of the Republican and Democratic Party and going to independents, because they're just so fed up with the political process and the misrepresentation. So, you know, this idea, when our Constitution says we the people, it really focuses the attention that it belongs. It's our responsibility to protect this democratic republic. It's not Joe Biden's. It's not Donald Trump's. It's we the people, because we have to hold them accountable. And this is why, you know, what you do at Open the Books is so critical to that end. And I cannot thank you enough for all the great work that you guys have been doing over the years on our behalf.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. We are nonpartisan. If you're lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We're going to expose it, and we're going to try to get it corrected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, this is not the way you run a lemonade stand. You know, we're $34 right. trillion dollars in counting, and, you know, I remember the days when I was growing up, and Everett Dirksen used to say, you know, a million here, a million there, and then you start talking a lot of money. I mean, he's spending in his grave. I mean, we're spending billions now, billion here, billion there, you know, trillion is thrown around like it's nothing.
Yeah, and specific to Republicans, there is a big spending caucus on a, you know, in the Republican Party, in the Senate, and in the House. on this concept of earmarks. The biggest earmarkers in both parties are actually Republicans. And this is a, you know, this is a sea change. It was Republicans like Tom Coburn that got rid of earmarks over a decade ago, and then Republicans in the House brought them back 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is incredible. So, look at a lot we talked about. You know, and again, you've got to read this study yourself and just to see how much money is happening and flowing. I mean, $20 billion, I mean, this is just the beginning. I mean, the billions of dollars are mounting up in the impact that this illegal migration that's coming into our country. And I still maintain my biggest problem in terms of just vetting them is that they are captured by the cartels. I think you could estimate the number 99% of the people that come across the border, even if you say, okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and let's say 90% of the people come across the border. They're beholden to the cartels. They've got to do the bidding. How can they possibly assimilate and demonstrate any loyalty, to this country? I mean, it's like we're importing these Manchurian candidates coming into the country that, upon the beck and call of the cartel, could wreak all kinds of havoc.
Well, we also have to, in addition to the cartels, I think you have to shine a white-hot spotlight on those NGOs, those non-governmental organizations
yes.
that pass out the aid. And so you've got these nonprofit organizations here domestically in this country, and we're always asking the question, if the U.S. government agency has been captured by the industry, by those insiders, by those non-governmental organizations. So here you have the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. They're the ones passing out $20 billion in aid, about $10 billion a year and going up every single year. And the director, Robin Dunn-Marco, she comes out of the industry. She's been a prior executive for a total of 27 years at two out of the top five largest receivers of the government grants. For example, International Rescue Committee. She spent 23 years there, off and on, and she was an executive twice for International Rescue Committee. She becomes director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and all of a sudden, year over year, International Rescue Committee's grants are up $100 million. Now, we looked at we reached out to them for comment, and they said, well, we follow the ethics rules. For the first 2 years of her employment, she is, she doesn't participate in any decisions. She recuses herself, according to the ethics rules, with the International Rescue Committee. So at OpenTheBooks.com, it says who with what proof. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request for her emails with the keywords International Rescue Committee. And guess what, Bill? It's been 9 months, and they refused to turn over her emails.
Right. Yeah. And you want to know why?
Congress needs to hold hearings.
Right?
And, you know, I mean, we're going to have to file a federal lawsuit just to get to the bottom of it. So we don't know how it's going to turn out, but we follow the money. And in this case, we've got her recusal is actually done in September. So then what happens? Like, you know, there's she's not bound by any unethical obligation at that point.
It's like everybody in our government gets the get out of jail card brought to you by Hunter Biden. Nobody's accountable, right? I mean, this is so bizarre.
World Church Services, they're the other one that she comes out of, a former employer. And they, you know, we went, Daily Caller went through their Twitter account and they found that they retweet the abolish ICE hashtags. They want to get rid of immigration and, the immigration agency on the border, law enforcement.
Yes. Right, right. Yeah. Well, you see, this is what's happened. You know, our government has gotten so massive. For you to do all the reporting that you do, Adam, I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, it's not, you know, the thing has become so bloated that it's difficult, if not impossible, you know, to follow the money through all this stuff because, you know, whether they resist and you don't have access that you should have. Immediate. I mean, you should be able to, you know, go to a computer and access, you know, all our tax money. Where is it going? But, you know, you've got to go through all this FOIA request. You got to deal with all these, legal beagles that just things up. You know, because they know they're up to shenanigans. They know they're working the program here. And, you know, it's like we have layers of bureaucracy within the bureaucracy. You know, this is why it's referred to as the deep state, right? I mean, it is so deep and multi-level that it's hard to track them down, because they all can stay out of jail, you know, from plausible deniability, because you can't really hold them accountable.
Yeah, well, there's a war on transparency in the federal agencies, that's for sure. You try to file a Freedom of Information Act request, and you see how long and how many times they just flout federal transparency law. You know, they test your will and wallet, you know, repeatedly, like with the National Institutes of Health, and we've talked about this over and over on your program, Bill. We've had to file 6 federal lawsuits. We've had to file 2 federal lawsuits just to try to get the data on the third-party paid royalties to the scientists from the pharmaceutical industry and the agency. We just had to file a second one. We've got, you know, next week, you know, hopefully huge breaking news on that database, but it's constant. It's they test your will and wallet. We're up to the challenge, but they don't make it easy.
Yes. Well, and maybe we need to add some teeth somehow. I mean, if Congress can hold people in contempt, right? Why can't we, the people, hold these knuckleheads in contempt?
Yeah, there needs to be some form of it. Federal Freedom of Information Act law, because it's constitutional. It's Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7, and it says that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And it's the Internet age that there's a clear interpretation, post every dime, online,
exactly,
in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Because they don't want to. That's why.
That's right.
You know, I wanted to address something else that you reported on. You know, the Biden administration gave $1 billion in Palestinian aid to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, since restarting U.S. aid to the program in April 2021. Of course, Donald Trump had cut them off altogether because he knew the nefarious entity that it was. I mean, even to the point now, I mean, it's clearly being reported that UNRWA has been participating in educational indoctrinational materials to Arab children that is just loaded with hatred for Jews. And here we are, as Americans, we are supporting these efforts. We're contributing. We're co-conspirators against our, you know, supposedly our number one ally in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, so we nailed that number last fall, exclusive to Fox News, on the lawn of the White House. Ed Lawrence delivers the report. It was $1 billion during the Biden administration on the restart of that aid. Incredibly, after the 10/7 attacks, the Biden administration continued to send aid, Palestinian aid, through this UN aid, quote-unquote, aid agency, another $121 million now that we found. Now it's been $1.2 billion during the Biden administration through this UN agency. And now with this intelligence dossier from the Israelis, you know, up to 50% of all employees at that agency have a close family member in Hamas or Islamic Jihad.
Yeah, they took part in the October 7 massacres. Yeah.
They did. Employees participated in the waves that came across. They helped plan logistics, get, you know, procure weapons. They are in the UNRWA schools. They actually teach the Palestinian Authority curriculum, where it's an obligation among Muslims to be a martyr.
And here we are, and we're supporting this hatred. I mean, this is just so confusing. Yeah, go ahead, to the tune.
Yeah, $1.2 billion during the Biden administration. Trump cut it to zero because he knew the aid would be siphoned off for terrorists, and that the Palestinian Authority and the PLO were not honest brokers in the peace process.
Exactly. Adam Andrzejewski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Thank you, Adam.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their
best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.